Next, let's profile a company that has managed to do well in good times and bad. It's called Mountain Rose Herbs. Started out as a quirky little home-based mail-order company more than 20 years ago. Now it's the nation's second largest distributor of organic dried herbs. Rachel McDonald of member station KLCC has more.
The first thing you notice about Mountain Rose Herbs is the smell. Here, dried herbs, spices, and essential oils are packaged and mailed out to over 250,000 customers.
If you can imagine the aroma of 700-800 different botanicals condensed into one overpowering cannonball.
Sean Donneal is co-owner.
And it literally permeates clothing, fabric, fiber, paper, books, everything that we have in our offices here in our clothing.
Donneal wears a black t-shirt, black pants, and black non-leather boots. His long hair hangs in a thin braid down his back. The tattooed former environmental activist is credited with much of the vision behind Mountain Rose's success. The company has been growing and thriving despite the recession. Why?
I don't know how we pulled that one off. I really don't. I mean, I have my suppositions.
Donneal says people are more choosy about how to spend their money when times are tight.
And I think that in the last 2 years, we've earned their trust and that we perform not only a stellar service, but we have a stellar organization, especially in regards to our environmental initiatives.
There's a certain moral character to the recession that we've been through, and so customers are looking for companies with which they can identify morally and philosophically.
Mike Russo is a professor at the Lundquist College of Business at the University of Oregon in Eugene. He just wrote a book called Companies on a Mission about businesses that exhibit social and environmental responsibility.
And I think that that's drawn a lot of customers to Mountain Rose.
This is where all the phone calls come in.
The company recently moved into a larger building in Eugene. Their customer service area buzzes with activity, employees on headsets chatting with customers and tapping on computer keyboards. Mountain Rose is serious about doing business differently. Starting pay here is 30% above Oregon's minimum wage, around $11 an hour. That might not seem like much, but for Southern Oregon, it's pretty good. In addition, co-owners Donneal and Julie Bailey limit their incomes.
We've capped our pay at 3.5 times entry-level pay, which is a fair and honest living for us, which is all we really want.
The company is also zero waste. They recycle nearly everything, even paper towels. Used paper towels go to a local industrial recycling facility. They also contribute $75,000 annually to local nonprofits. A quirky business like this works well in a college town like Eugene, says business professor Mike Russo.
And if you look around, there's plenty of unusual companies that are able to do business in their own way. And so, to some extent, they can make their own rules.
Making up their own rules that even fly in the face of the business mantra, growth is good. The company has been growing too fast, says Donneal, 30 to 35% for the past several years.
It's too much. It really is too much. And we're trying to figure out a way to reach a more level state of homeostasis where, you know, the growth is stable, and we're thinking that 15% might be good.
Now, Mountain Rose has the challenge of maintaining its success without losing its unusual values. For NPR News, I'm Rachel McDonald in Eugene, Oregon.